Good evening. I'd like to just bring an up-to-date of the ministry along with the history of the ministry, what we are doing back in India. A few years back, I was here. Thank you for including us in your missionary family and supporting with the practical as well as prayer. We thank God for that. I have some slides. I will be able to show that how the ministry started and where we are now. And then we'll bring a word of God to you. Is that great? India, as he said, that is 1.4 billion people. And India may overtake China within a few years to time. And then India will have the one-fifth of the total population of the globe is going to stay there. So it's which means a bad news. Every five people you'll meet, one will be from India. But they all need gospel. This is our ministry called People's Baptist Ministry to India. And our mission is to win souls to Christ and establishing local Bible-believing churches and train others to reach evangelism. Our People's Baptist Ministry to India now work in all the states of India. We started in the very southern tip, which is the arrow mark. Now all the states of India, plus we are working Nepal, Myanmar, Bhutan, in a border with Bangladesh and Pakistan. And over the last 45 years, now we are serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah. The scope of the ministry is a little over 450,000 people attending all of our churches, which we established under our ministry. And it is amazing that here what the Lord has done. It's not us, but the Lord. My grandson says that is his photo, but that was my photo. I was raised in a Hindu family. And after my education, went to Indian Army Force. There, God blessed me with a sickness, admitted in a Baptist hospital sanatorium. I was in that hospital for 18 months, recovering from TB, tuberculosis. And this was the doctor from Cleveland, Ohio, the chief medical officer of Baptist Mission. And I was in the hospital 18 months, and I've been able to visit afterwards and encouraging the nurses and doctors to reach with the gospel to the patients. And thank God that from there, he saved me, then went to a Bible college in south central part of India. From there, God just led in a small gospel team, 1976, with the four men and $5. We began to travel the southern part of India, little as much when God is in it. He began to work, people, those who got saved. We have a home Bible studies. From there, baptism. Then from there, church has been planted. This is my second church where I'm pastoring now. All the ministries goes from this church called People's Baptist Church. We have two services. We've been able to send out a good number of people from this church for the ministry. And one is in English, one is in our language. And 1978, India became a closed mission field. So that led us to establish a small Bible Institute, train more people to establishing churches. So one third of an acre land God has given to us. That was our first kitchen. That was our first dormitory for the boys. And we began to increase more land, and God began to bless. From this college alone, over 4,500 people being graduated from this college. 87% of this student's body now pastoring different churches which established under our ministries. Now the campus we have now little over 20 acres land. That was our main dormitory for men, dining hall, and we also got classrooms and an auditorium for conferences nearly 50 times in a year we fill. Nearly around 3,500 people can sit there. From there, we've been able to just bring people to train them and send them. But we did not forget how the Lord helped us, so we keep in a small portion of the original building. All our staff gather there, teachers staff gather there for prayer. So the new people come, they might be able to know that how the Lord has done this work from the scratch. and this is our first year student. We have 48 different language speaking students, including couple students from Australia and Myanmar and Bhutan and as well as Nepal, studying in our college, tried to sending back to their homeland and starting more churches. This is a 4 years course for bachelor, then we have masters also. But before that, they should be in the field for a few years. And all the graduates, our aim is to send them to the field so that they'll be able to go and start churches. In this pandemic time, I took the time because everything is closed down, so we've been able to give all the repair of the buildings and everything, which we did not repair over 14 years. And it's because the school was in section. So this is the overview of our campus, which God just blessed. Think about around 1980, one-third of an acre land even did not have an electricity. But God enabled us to graduate over 4,500 students. This year we have, because of the pandemic, nearly 250 students are studying in this college. Every inch of the land, we've been able to use it. We try to raise some of the fruits, vegetables, and some dairy farms and a few other things. Because most of the students, those who are coming, they were not able to pay their tuitions and their boarding. So we try to help them, but very inexpensive way, we can train nationals back in home. A young man or woman can go to our Bible college for the room, board, lodge, everything costs $100 a month, which means under $4,000, you can train a national back in home, and they are ready to go to the field. So we try to help them, motivate them to go to the field. That's the reason 87% of our graduates end up in church planting ministries. Our goal is to reach India with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. India is in a multicultural area. India has got over 1,800 different dialects. Every state speaks different languages. All the colleges are in English. So we've been able to just train these people, sending back their homeland, states, and traveling, and reaching out, establishing more churches for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have some livestock, like banana plantation, coconut plantation. Some of the students work with that. Some income comes that they've been able to just look after and been able to just go to the field after their ministry. Because of the lack of time, we are going as the graduates goes and start churches, starting in the home Bible studies. From there, the churches began to grow. Some churches thickly packed and they need buildings. And then India is in a, as I said, different culture. Sometimes people think India is one big curry. It's not so. Different curries in different states, different taste. So we've been able to send people the northern part of region, nearly 3,200 miles. We planted some churches, then God enabled to start a college there. Our goal is the neighboring countries and the northern region to establish more churches. We have, presently we have 90 students. We turned down nearly 80 students last year. This year also same thing because of lack of places. We are renting some buildings and we are having, and the people being trained and they've been able to get graduated. All the Pakistan-India border, we've been able to start nearly around 60 churches. Our goal is to reach Pakistan also through these college ministries. And I appreciate your thoughtful prayers. We've been praying and buying this land. Around 85% of the land we bought down. We cannot put in a building there because we need another $35,000 to finish up the close. So I appreciate your thoughtful prayers, which you can pray that the Lord may help us to train more people. Then there are states in India, a lot of persecutions and problems, and a lot of tribals. So we need their own people need to be trained. So in our third college, we have 130 students there now because the pandemic is reduced this year. And we've been able to just start many churches, and a lot of persecution people went over there. And it is almost 1,800 miles from Trivandrum. It's all happened by this Hindu man got saved. He came to a college, sending back to their place, starting a Blessed Hope Baptist Church. From there, the Bible college. People be just studied and graduated. sending to the central part of various states, establishing local Bible-believing churches for the glory of God. Our ministry also went to Nepal, and we sent some students there. Then gradually, God enabled us to start in a small Bible institute to become a college. Presently, we have 30 students there, and our goal is to establish more churches in Nepal also. And thank God, he is building his church even in the midst of problem. It's almost around 3,500 miles from Trivandrum. We are having a rented building. We've been able to train these people and supplying their needs and sending out teachers from Trivandrum and supplies the books and everything. It's almost around 5 to 6 days train journey, then truck journey, then they reach over there. Every weekend, the students go and knock on doors. In an opportunity, they've been able to preach to the people. Then a church being established over there. Our goal is not only winning souls, discipling, maturing by establishing local churches, and through them we start more churches. But there are people, those who got saved later in their life, they cannot come to Bible college, but the Bible college goes to them. We have 25 extension school, then a study work program in that, weekly thrice class, and they'll be able to go to evening for the gospel meetings and studying the word of God. Once they finished by 2 years' time, there will be a church established in that area in villages. Mostly villages, we've been able to establish hundreds of churches through this ministry of extension school. Evening meeting, people come, and the church has been encouraged, and the people being periodically baptized. With the People's Baptist Ministry, every week there are few churches having baptism services. Hundreds and hundreds being baptized. And people being reached out with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. In towns and villages, churches being established for his glory. Here is the program we do that. Every student and every teacher, they need to go to the field at least 10 to 12 weeks every year. During that time, they work with the local churches which we established under our ministry. The same time, the students and faculty began to go on winning souls. The local church people began to involve with that. So new area been just gone and visited. And we've been able to distribute tracts, sitting with them. And they make an encouragement. They come for evening gospel meeting. Chick has given 50 to 100,000 last year. And been able to reach out evening meetings. And from there to home Bible studies, where we've been able to just establish churches for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our main aim is to establishing men and women in the Lord, baptizing them, local church being established. Through that, many other churches being reached out. Sometimes we need literature, Bibles. We will need around 2019, around 5,000 Bibles. God provided nearly 2,500, and last year we needed. Thank God it's come. And evenings, sometimes, outside of church, they've been able to have gatherings. Some meetings are larger meetings. Some of them are small. The local church, young people involved with that, they get an excitement for studying the Word of God. Through that, more students start coming to the college. We never advertise for students because of the outreach ministries and local church and their discipleship make these people to come and reach out with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Many tribals been reached out. Lot of tribal areas. Our goal is that, along with the gospel, they might be able to know the Lord Jesus and reach out to other people. This old church was burned because of persecutions. But we came back and built that new church, that the pastor and his wife at the right side, the graduate of us, and been able to just a tremendous ministry. And all these children's parents been killed during that violence time. They are in our extension Bible school, children's home, and I was there for a meeting. They've been able to come and they've given a special number. And our ministry also went to Burma, formerly called, now called Myanmar. Over 430 students been graduated and sent to Myanmar there. Church has been established, and the children's been reached out, and many more churches are reached out. Pray for people. Because of this military invasion, All our students are strangled in the border with India and Burma. So they are in the kind of trouble. Pray for them. Evangelistic humanitarian work. We have 25 children's home because of natural catastrophe and other things. This is a tsunami home, and this is the last people from the victim of tsunamis. They've been graduated, but still we keep the name tsunami. Each local church have been able to take care of the each children's home. Pastor and his wife became their parents. They've been able to grow along with the Christians. They've been enveloped with the love of Jesus Christ. Our goal is not feeding and clothing and educating. Our goal is their heart with the Lord Jesus Christ. All these children might be able to come to know Christ. One of Father Just's home is an abused girl's home, northern part of region. Pastor Lexman and his wife is taken care of. Is hear some of them, their stories is heart-touching. But thank God, God began to work in their hearts. All these girls came to know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and Lord. We have 25 girls. There are 12 more girls to come. That was one of our prayer letter. The house which we were just renting, we need to give up that building. We've been praying that the Lord may provide. So we need approximately $245,000 to buy. Land and building is very expensive. God in his mighty mercy, he provided $211,000 so far. Now, by the first week of May, it is the closing period. I appreciate your thoughtful prayers for that. We also got schools we'd call private schools, not a Christian school. Outside of classroom, these children being led to the Lord Jesus Christ, and through them, their parents, and the Bible studies, and then the church has been established for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. I've been serving the Lord over 45 years. We trained up many young people. One of my prayers was somebody come as a good leadership to take care, and God mightily used my son Timothy and his wife. I've been praying, and last year he took the decision to work with the ministry. And he's a doctor, and his wife is also a doctor. They work along with the medical missions. I appreciate your thoughtful prayers. Pray for Timothy. Lord willing, the month of May, June, July, I'm going to take him traveling at least half part of India and Nepal, personally introducing each ministries, maybe doing a 2 or 3 years. In my good health, I'd like to see that the Lord working. And I told you that there is no obligation. There is no way that you have to come and work because the daddy was there to starting the ministry, if unless the Lord is calling. He's aware of that, and God really spoke to him, and he knew God is calling. So pray for this young man, that the Lord may help and have that passion and desire for the Lord. The same time, wisdom to look after the ministry, because I grown into the ministry, but he's just coming in. So I appreciate your thoughtful prayer for Timothy and Hannah. My oldest daughter also worked with the medical missions and the children's home. Through that, the community being reached out. That is Debbie, the Blue, and she look after all the children's home. And I appreciate your prayer for her also. It's all just because of what God has done through a missionary from this land, came to India, prayed for my soul 18 months, not giving me up, and sharing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is in glory today. Why this American missionary has to weep for my soul? He knew that there is a value. Jesus is the lover of soul. And thank God through that I came to know him. I could not do all this ministry without the help of my wife, Sarah. And she got saved through my ministry. Until 3 years back, she been found and diagnosed with Parkinson's. So I appreciate the thoughtful prayer. That is progressing very badly. And so we have to keep away from our ministry, sometimes ministerial stress. That's the reason we sometimes come and stay in Florida. I do some deputation work. And I appreciate the thoughtful prayers. My goal is that whoever comes after me, like Timothy and others, they may take this ministry further for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't want somebody to take care of the ministry, but we want somebody can take this ministry further because India needs gospel. And they need to be reached out with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So pray for Sarah There are two needs. You can remember there are a lot of multitude of needs, but two needs: pray for the rest of the funds for the abused girls' home and the Punjab land and the building. With God, all things are possible. And I don't have much time. Each building has got a story where God was faithful in providing things. Whoever thought that $5 and four men can reach out the whole part of India? Little is much when God is in it. There were some people praying and weeping. I'd like to just bring a few words from God's word. I'm aware of time. I have 10 minutes or 12 minutes now. Back in home, we don't keep a clock. I'm glad there's no clock here. We keep calendar. We turn over the calendar and preach. But I'm afraid to do that. I want to keep your smiling face down to pray and support the ministry. So I will keep in time. My title of my message will be a short one, Weeping and Reaping. Somebody need to be care for the soul. Are we prepared to weep for the souls? Psalms 126 verse 5 and 6, the word of God says, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. In our society, weeping is in a shallow emotions. We should be aware of that things. But we need some people who need to care for others. As someone said, Jesus Christ shed his blood for your sin to save you. Can we not weep for some souls? We need to care for the souls. Years back, and Paul even repeatedly warning in the book of Ephesians, with the tears day and night, I warned you. Look at the desire of Paul as Romans chapter 9, the word of God says, the book of Romans, can see the heartbeat of Paul for the people. The word of God says, I say, chapter 9, verse 1, I say the truth in Christ. I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost. You're telling the truth. Verse 2, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. Great heaviness and continual sorrow. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen's sake. What he was telling, Lord, I'm willing to go even that cursed place called eternal, lost eternity near hell, if that will help these people get saved. What a great burden for this man. There was a young minister years back. He was doing his level best to bring his ministry in a much brighter way, but he's trying everything. One day his hand fell on a small book of Murray McShin, an old preacher who died before 30 years old from Dundee, Scotland. Impacted his life. In fact, when I was studying, that book impacted me. I always wanted to go to Dundee. God, in his mighty mercy, allowed me to go. Though this young minister went soon after his death, he was challenged there. He was met by the sexton of the church. Then sexton said, talked to him. Then he said, your pastor's testimony was so impressed. Lord brought a great revival there. She said, why don't you come? The sexton invited him. When behind the pulpit there was a vestry, he said, look at that chair. My pastor will come and sit at that chair. Put his elbow on the table and hold his face. I could see many times I came in, tears flowing from his eyes, saying, Lord, save Dundee. Save people. A great revival broke out. Many people being saved. It was not a shallow. Pubs being just closed down. People being saved. People being changed. That revival began to spread all across Scotland, from there to UK. He served maybe 2.5 years. It's not how long you are serving, but how preciously with the passion and love for serving for people may come to know him. Having the passion, our Savior himself, he just wept for others. In Hebrews chapter 5 verse 7, with loud cries, he was praying to God. At least in three times in the New Testament, you can see Jesus was crying. One time, he came to Bethany where his friend Lazarus been dead. There he saw the multitude and the sisters, aches and pain, tears. He wept there. He knew that the rotten body is going to be raised because he is going to do the miracle, but he wept for that man. Maybe Jesus still weeping for the people, those who are not saved. That's the reason he died. I often think about my Savior. How carefully he did that. You know, he just manifested, God manifested the flesh we call Jesus. Born as an infant, a little boy, a young man, teenager, young man, and he went to public ministry. I often think about, he tempted in every areas of his life. One minute mistake could make him disqualified to be my Savior. So carefully he lived, because that's the only possible way man and woman could be saved. That's the reason we need to preach the gospel to the people. Because that's the only way. Jesus Christ, the only way. I was sitting in a hospital. A young man came for the open heart surgery. And I hate hospital, but I was there because I got Bell palsy, went for a test. And this man said, you are a pastor. He's from a Christian background, but not born again. So I said, what is the difference between Christianity and all of the religion in India? Because India has got Hindus, Muslims, Jainism, Buddhism, Zoroastrianism, all lot of various religion, and many tribals. I was praying in my heart, Lord, I need to give only one answer for him. I said, friend, the difference between other religion and Christianity is we have a living God. We have a living Savior. No other religion can ever proclaim that. And that living Jesus need to be preached. Jesus cried for that man. Second time you can see he cried as he was just walking on the heights looking to the nation of Israel. Cried for Jerusalem because they constantly, continually reject the Savior. What is going to happen in the future? He cried for them. Thirdly, the Lord Jesus Christ cried under Gethsemane. You remember that? He's just sweat just turned. And just to mingle with blood. And then he's crying out, Father, possible, let this cup pass away. But there is no possible way men and women could saved from the lost sinful condition. He need to go. My God, my Jesus. He was not afraid of crucifixion, but he was praying something more than that. You know, the God who hates sin became my sin on that cross. That much love he loved you and me. Are you prepared to weep for some souls? Maybe someone in your family. Maybe a grandchild. Maybe a sibling. Maybe your parents. My parents kicked me out from the family when I got saved. I could only do pray for my parents. If this doctor missionary from America could pray for 18 months, I can pray 18 years for my parents. 16 years later, both my father and mother trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe as I'm speaking, I'm just finishing this message here because the time. Yeah, I don't want to go over time, so I can have next time coming. Okay. What happened is that this maybe God is putting somebody in your mind now. Your grandchild, maybe. Unsaved children, maybe going back. I like that parable, Luke chapter 15. The lost sheep, the shepherd has to go and call it. Then lost silver. You remember that lady taking the candlestick and broom, sweeping until she find there are people lost in Christian homes. You and I who know the Lord Jesus Christ, with prayer and word, with a keen interest, weeping before the Lord, praying that they may come to know him. Are you prepared? I saw that you are signed that the spring revival comes. Revival starts in your heart and my heart today. Are we prepared for that? God bless you, Pastor.
Well, I challenge you to read Psalm 91 sometime tonight. I want you to add to that Psalm 126, 5 and 6 again. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth weepeth, and weepeth bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. It's wonderful to see a man that was burdened for his nation and what God's done. Did you see that? Four people, $5. And what the Lord did with that. And we're grateful for that and what God is continuing to do there in this ministry out of People's Baptist Church. And let's take what God's done there and let's let that encourage our hearts and burden our hearts for someone here nearby. And so, as he said, perhaps it's a loved one. Let's be burdened for them. Let's pray for them. Get their face in our hearts and our minds, and let's be praying for them.